close it out with our morning devotion. Number 12 out of 19 from Brennan Manning's Spiritual Mercies Retreat. Today we start the section called Serve, the devotion, the freedom of serving. Reads like this. What image comes to your mind when you think of the return of Jesus Christ in glory? In Luke, we read Jesus' own testimony that when he returns in glory, he'll come as a servant of the people of God. Blessed those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. In truth, I tell you, he will do up his belt, sit them down at a table, and wait on them. Luke 12:37. This unprecedented and scandalous reversal of the world's values, a triumphant Messiah who comes to serve, shows Christians the way to joyful freedom and serving. In sovereign liberty, to prefer to be the servant rather than the lord of the household. To merrily taunt the gods of power, prestige, honor, and recognition. To refuse to take oneself seriously, and for that matter, to refuse to take seriously anyone else who takes themselves seriously. And fourth and finally, to be captivated with joy and wonder at the vision and lifestyle of Jesus, servant of God. Brennan says these revolutionary attitudes of compassion and selflessness bear the stamp of genuine discipleship, but we should never mistake them with watery-eyed sentimentality. Compassion's a spirituality of meat, not milk, of love, not masochism, of justice, not philanthropy. It requires maturity, a big heart, a willingness to risk, and imagination. The unglamorous and little-noticed works of mercy, feeding and sheltering, visiting the sick and incarcerated, educating, correcting, encouragement, bearing wrongs, counseling, comforting, and praying with people embody the kingdom lifestyle. Personally, my friend, he says, I would rather be numbered among the ragged few who learn joyful service from Jesus than among the legalizers, moralizers, and hair splitters who build monuments of religious correctness, then cannot see over them to a child of God in need. Today's suggested reading, Galatians 5, talking about the life of the Spirit. And he closes with a quote from Mother Teresa. People are hungry for God. People are hungry for love. Are you aware of that? Do you know that? Do you see that? Do you have eyes to see? Quite often we look, but we don't see. We are all passing through this world. We need to open our eyes and see.
Well, is there a right way to eat a Kit Kat according to AI? I guess there is.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. They asked AI what's the right way to do it. Break it and eat each piece or eat the whole thing like it's a small pizza slice.
So they asked ChatGPT this. Let's see what ChatGPT says about the right way to eat a Kit Kat. They say, again, short answer, logic says the right way is to break the thing.
That there is a right way. In its opinion, a Kit Kat isn't really one lone bar. It's four independent wafer sticks lightly fused together.
Those grooves are fault lines, not decoration.
So the chocolate is thinner there, the wafers are already separated, and it's engineered to snap cleanly into equal pieces.
The candy itself is telling you how to use it. Again, this how to eat a Kit Kat the right way, according to ChatGPT.
What a breakdown. Breaking it also gives you better bites.
Each stick delivers a balanced mix of chocolate and wafer, while eating the whole slab creates uneven mouthfuls and messy breaks.
Wow. There's even a small ritual to snapping it.
A pause that makes the treat feel more intentional and more satisfying.
So eating it whole isn't rebellious or edgy, it's just inefficient.
Here's the thing, I kind of agree with ChatGPT, and not even kind of. I just had never thought all that through, but of course you break it. Of course you do.
It's a pretty good case. It's almost like if you see somebody doing it the other way, you want to just say, that's just wrong.
Yeah, it's like, that's not how you do it. The right way to eat a Kit Kat, according to ChatGPT.
There we go, we covered it. And here's the deal. Either way you do it, how good it is. The name of this song from Chris Tomlin on WWIB, where we are family.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia once again here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. A great prize for you. How about two tickets to the movies, two Micon Cinemas movie passes, so you and a guest can see a film of your choice.
Fantastic. All right. So, again, we're going to get you the question and call in number 723-2555.
715-723-2555. Here it is for your chance to win your way into the movies. Almost 200,000 people are injured by this each year. Almost 200,000 people are injured by what each year? 715-723-2555. How do almost 200,000 people get hurt every year? 715-723-2555 for two Micon Cinemas Super Saver movie passes, so you and a guest, again, can see a movie of your choice at any one of Micon Cinemas' Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls locations.
All right, 723-2555, light it up. There we go. We got a caller already here on WWIB. Let's go to it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Merrick Siebit from Augusta.
All right. What's your guess there in Augusta today?
Is it falling off a ladder?
Is it falling off a ladder? Almost 200,000 people injured by this each year. Havel just kind of gave me a look. It's like, falling off a ladder? Because you are absolutely correct.
I'm so used to buzzing the wrong answer.
I don't know that we've ever had anyone guess it on the very first try. Congratulations. You're going to the movies.
How did you know that?
My dad gave me a guess, so.
Wow.
Well, that's a pretty good guess. Hopefully your dad hasn't fallen off any ladders and knows this from experience. But yes, 180,000 people in the U.S. every single year are injured by ladders. And now that's either falling off or having a ladder bonk them, if we're being more specific. But well done. And I'm not sure that's ever happened. I think we're still a little bit in awe that the very first question we asked got answered.
Yeah, what's your first name again?
Merrick.
Merrick, okay. Well done. Merrick from Augusta. We're going to send you to the movies.
Way to go.
Thank you.
All right, hold the line. We'll get things worked out so you get your tickets. There we go. Well, that was short.
I'm a little bit flabbergasted. Haven't had that happen before, I don't think.
Like sinking a long putt in golf, I guess.
Beginning of the year, everybody probably is looking for ways to take a step forward in life. But you know what? You buy this or that exercise equipment, this or that for yourself to say, hey, that's going to improve my quality of life. It can really kind of hurt the pocketbook. But here are some cost-free ways to improve your quality of life, according to the internet.
Yeah, someone asked on social media about that, and some great responses like this. How about walk 3 to 4 miles outdoors every day? I don't know how long that would take. Depends on how fast you walk. No matter what the weather, they say, walk briskly, don't run. It's not only good for your heart, lungs, it's great for your brain.
And we found that out the other day. Mm-hmm. Walk a little bit faster. Good for you. Cost-free ways to improve the quality of your life. Another person said, consciously and actively practice gratitude for things you already have.
Mm-hmm. Great idea. Also, here's another thought. Hug your children and pets a lot.
Good ideas. Mm-hmm. Cost-free ways to improve the quality of your life. Smile at people and say hello.
Mm-hmm. Also, agree with people. Don't waste energy fighting, might I say, even and including social media.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, and these things coming from social media, but there's some positive sides as well, too, which we're finding out right now.
Yeah.
Cost-free ways to drastically improve the quality of your life. Another person said, hey, do something with your hands, even if it's just playing with Play-Doh. Do something tactile, something with your hands. Interesting.
Art project, something like that.
Yeah.
A craft. Yeah. Yeah, social media can be great. Arguing there, maybe not so much.
The Whip Wake Up Show, a few things that maybe you didn't know yesterday. Maybe we didn't know these either, but we saw them first, so now we get to tell you.
For instance, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling started writing stories when she was just 6 years old.
Started young. Four things you didn't know yesterday here on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. Dust and grime on the leaves of your houseplants can be harmful to their health. I mean, I guess that kind of seems...
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, I'll buy that. Third thing. You didn't know yesterday, about a quarter of adults, 25%, say they got their first job in a restaurant. Was your first job?
Probably working, well, babysitting.
Okay.
Babysitting and then working the dish room at Camp Fairwood.
So. I would say I had a Milwaukee Journal paper out when it was an afternoon paper, but then a restaurant job at McDonald's. So.
Yeah, I've never actually worked in a restaurant. Hmm. I've worked in food service like at a cafeteria in college, but never actually in a restaurant.
Hmm.
And finally, four things you didn't know yesterday, the last one, according to experts on toast. How do you get to be an expert on toast?
That would be cool.
But according to experts on toast, 45 seconds to 1 minute is enough time to toast your bread.
Huh.
That's what the toast experts say. A minute or less.
That's always questionable in terms of getting that setting just right, isn't it? On the toaster?
I mean, who made you a toast expert?
I am
How do you know?
I studied toast in college.